It can happen to any soldier in Iraq. An innocent encounter with a local citizen suddenly turns violent. A sniper opens fire, and all hell breaks loose as soldiers respond. But this isn't Baghdad, and it isn't Fallujah. This is South Mississippi, where National Guardsmen from across the country are getting realistic training as they prepare to ship out to the Middle East. It's Al Cut, Camp Shelby's version of an Iraqi village, and it's populated by people who look and sound authentic, because some of them are.
Out!
How we deal with it? How we deal with it?
Out!
Where do you want from?
I'm from Iraq, from Baghdad.
How long have you been in this country?
7 years.
Jawad Al-Abdullah says he's playing the role of a COB, or citizen on the battlefield at Camp Shelby, as a thank you to America for getting rid of Iraq's dictator.
Saddam is gone. We have a new government right now.
But not everybody who dresses up like an Iraqi to take part in the training is from that country. For example,
John David Campbell from Pearl, Mississippi.
Campbell says it's his way of supporting the soldiers.
Before I come up here, the only thing I could do is pray for the troops. Now I'm actually getting to help train the troops. And it's a whole totally different feeling.
The village of Al Cut is part of a training technique called theater immersion. Colonel John Hadges is the commander of the training team at Camp Shelby.
Theater immersion is a training strategy that creates in training the conditions that the soldier, individual, or unit will face in combat. The missions that they're going to do in the same conditions that they're going to do them.
Not far away, soldiers from Tennessee are dealing with a mock ambush of their Humvee convoy and a roadside bomb attack. While National Guardsmen from Mississippi train with 50 caliber machine guns. And troops from Alaska practice their skills while dealing with Mississippi summertime weather.
Just the heat's kicking our butt.
Colonel Hadges says it's all about giving the soldiers a better chance of getting through their first 30 days in the Middle East and eventually coming home alive.
The commanders on the ground that are using those units need them to be ready from the moment they get there. So I put a tremendous emphasis in theater immersion at getting them ready for their first month in combat.
Two up! Three up! Fire up! Move forward at the ready!
There you go.
Good job, gentlemen.
Hey, good job, Mike Curry.